Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the Big Anaki. Make sure you guys check out my other social media and let's talk, man. So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I took a trip over to Iris's Twitch stream the other week and, you know, just to kind of show some support and, you know, bring my awesome self over there. And, you know, me personally, I had a good time, but her friends, they were making fun of me for having no riz, for having no game. You know, they felt like I was saying all the wrong things and making Iris not like me, which is fine. That's fair. And, but you know, that whole situation made me think back to the pineapple show. And you guys remember the pineapple show? That was the episode of the podcast where I showed my appearances on that little speed dating show hosted by the beautiful Melly Monica. And you saw in those clips how girls reacted to me, how they reacted to my personality and my energy. And I quickly got pineappled or rejected every time.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello.
Hello.
You know, I think we have the same size teeth.
Pineapple. I cannot. I'm so sorry.
And so these different situations kind of make me think, like, you know, why is it that girls don't seem to like my personality or my energy? It seemed like whenever I talk to girls, I tend to push them away. And you know, if it was a thing where everybody just didn't like me, then I would need to do some serious self-reflection, right? But when I think about it, it's like, wait a minute, like my friends, they like me. I get along with the strangers that I meet. My family, they love me. You guys fuck with me. Why is it always girls that don't like my personality or my energy? Like this whole, like me, like it's cool up until the point I start talking to girls. And so I just kind of been reflecting on that and trying to figure it out. And I have a theory or an idea on why it's like that. And I just want to present that to you guys and maybe get your feedback and see what you think about it. But before I get to that, I kind of want to lay the groundwork first as far as, like, again, the whole concept of like game and riz and whatnot, because, you know, I don't want to take credit for this term, but I feel like I was one of the first person to think of it, and it's no game. And the only other person I heard say this was RSD Tyler. He was like a PUA guy, and he was one of the first self-improvement guys I was listening to when I first got into self-improvement. And he was the only other guy I heard say that, no game. And it's based on Bruce Lee's philosophy when it came to fighting, like no style or no form, you know, be like water, you know, like don't fight constrained by the limitations of one fighting style or something like that. And when I think of no game though, I think it's probably a little bit different. And when I think, what I'm saying is, if I say no game, like my game is no game. I have no game, but that is my game. Right? So when I'm talking to girls, I'm not trying to game them. I'm not trying to riz them. I'm just being myself 100%. I'm talking to them and dealing with them the same way I would anybody else. But when you think about it, look at when guys struggle with women. Like there is a whole market for dating advice catered towards men dealing with women. And like one of the most common questions you'll hear men say is, how do I talk to girls? Like what do I say? What do I do? Do I do this? Do I don't do that? Like, and when you look at it, it's like men dealing with women is really like this delicate process where you have to be very careful, because it's very easy to give a girl the ick or turn them off. And that's why guys research things like this. And that really, that's the foundation of game. Like, what is the right and wrong thing to do when you're trying to convince a girl to go out with you or a girl to like you? Like, that's game. That's riz. Your ability to convince women to like you. And so when you look at it, guys, it's primarily men who have to do that. Like, you don't really hear girls saying it. Like, I've never heard a girl say, how do I talk to guys, or anything like, should I say this? Should I do this? Like, because girls, when it comes to dating and the whole mate selection process, they tend to, on average, have most of the leverage. So they don't worry about that shit. They're the gatekeepers of sex, generally speaking. So they're looking at us, okay, impress me, motherfucker. And we're trying to impress them. But when you look at it, like, compare when guys try to, or compare the difference between when guys are trying to learn or learn how to deal with women or attract women or get a girlfriend or have sex versus when a guy is simply trying to make other guy friends. Because I think this is important, because what I realize is that as men, if we have a weak social circle and we're trying to expand it and we're trying to gain new guy friends, we don't look at it the same way that we look at trying to get girls. I mean, obviously, but like, what I'm saying is we don't look at it like a game thing. Like, I have to game other men to like me as a friend. Typically, when a guy is trying to make other guy friends, what we try to do is to find where we fit in. We try to find our tribe. We want to find guys who are alike, who are like us. And so, just for example, like myself, if I were trying to make new guy friends, I wouldn't go to the club because that's not my vibe. That's not my environment. If I was trying to make new guy friends, my first idea or the first thing I would try would be to look into like maybe like an anime con or something like that, because I'm in anime. Or maybe there's a fighting game local, like a local fighting game community in my area. I would go for stuff like that. But if you're somebody into fitness, you might try to get into fitness hobbies. You go to the gym. You might go to a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class, karate, boxing, or rock climbing, hiking, whatever the case may be. Like, when guys are trying to find other guy friends, we try to find where we fit in. We don't try to change who we are to make guys like us, right? But when it comes to girls, it's different. It's like, we have to, not have to, but we're encouraged to follow this list of do's and don'ts. It's like, you do this, you don't do that. You don't say this, but you can say that. It's kind of like when I made that video about why I would tell a girl I'm a virgin. You know, there was that one guy, you know, bless his heart, because he meant well. But he was saying like, no, don't do it. Because that's basically like suicide, right? Trying to talk to a girl. But my whole attitude is like, why give a fuck? Why, like, why can't we say it? Why can't we do that? Because, again, when it comes to dealing with other guys, we don't give a fuck about what another dude is going to think, typically, most of the time. But when it comes to girls, all of a sudden, we put those, or we try to abide by these rules because we want to seal the deal, so to speak. So it's like, okay, I'll conceal certain things about myself, or I'll just follow the normie advice of do's and don'ts. Like, I remember there was this one article or something that was giving guys advice on getting girls. And one of the things it said was like, don't wear graphic t-shirts. Like, and you know, graphic t-shirts are like shirts with like band logos, anime characters, Marvel characters, whatever the case may be. And to me, that's just an example. Again, what if you just like graphic tees? What if that's just, that's your style? That's what you like. And so the point that I want to make, and the idea or the theory that I have is this, is that when it comes to dating and relationships, women have so much leverage that it's really forced men to have to play this game of do's and don'ts, where you either abide by these sort of unwritten rules of behavior, or you're not going to be successful with women, or you'll be significantly less successful with women. And I think when you look at me, and you guys know my story, like, I took myself out the game early because I just, and that really, that was part of the reason why I never concerned myself with dating because I hated doing, like, I did not want to do shit like that. I didn't want to be so concerned about trying to impress women and just not being myself. I love being myself. That's what makes me happy. That's like, I'm just comfortable being me. And I know that throughout my life, I've even seen this with my friends where, like, I can think of one example where I was hanging out with one of my good friends. And, you know, we were just in straight up, you know, fun, goofy mode, like laughing, making dumb jokes and shit. And I think either his girl called or just some girl that he was talking to. And it was like he hit a switch and he just seemed like a different person all of a sudden. Like he wasn't talking the same. Like his voice got deeper. And it's like out of nowhere, he was Mr. GQ Smooth guy, right? And I remember, because this was years ago, and I kind of feel bad because internally I was kind of making fun of him for it, but now I get it and I don't hold this against guys, but I was looking at him like, yo, like this dude just completely hit a switch and changed up just to talk to this girl. Like he was just acting completely different. It was just me and him hanging out. But that was one of the times where I noticed that guys really do just change their behavior when they're talking to girls. And I have a nastier example. This was when I was in school. There was this guy, and we weren't like super cool or anything. We were more like associates because we kind of just came up, you know, through like grade school together and whatnot. And by this point, we were in high school, just associates and shit. But when it was just me and him, we were cool. We were friendly. And I was always kind of weird. And he seemed to be one of the people that get kind of found that endearing. But when he got a girlfriend, I'll never forget when they came around me one day and just the, like, his energy was completely different. The way he looked at me, it was like he was looking at some sideshow freak or something like that. And I'll never forget, because he completely, like, we were just cool. But when he was with his girl, it's like he was embarrassed to be around me or something like that. And that just always stuck with me. And I think that's one of the more meaner examples of that. Other than that, though, typically it would just be guys just, you know, just doing the whole let me be cool thing. And so I think when you look at a guy like myself who just took himself out the game and never developed these skills, or almost like the alter ego or the mask that guys take advantage of or use to get women, I think that's a big part of the reason why girls don't like my energy and my personality, because my whole personality, like my whole just me, was never sculpted or directed towards trying to impress women or really trying to impress anybody. I always just do what the fuck I want to do. Like my whole attitude on life has always been, be true to who you are, be yourself, stay. And you know, and I get it, you know, sometimes in life you do have to make adjustments. You do kind of have to be a chameleon at times, you know, like in the workforce, in business and things like that. But when it comes to my personal life, not at all. Like I'm always going to be 100% just who I am. I think that the reason why girls find my personality so off-putting is that they're used to dealing with guys that play the game. They're used to dealing with guys that just accept the game for what it is. You don't do this, you do that, you say this, that's okay, that's not okay, you wear that, you, and I don't have any of that because I never needed it. I never had to. I accepted that if I'm going to be myself, that means that I am going to push certain people away, but I'm also going to attract people that are more similar to myself, that are more in tune with my vibration and just my way of life and my way of doing things. And that's really how I want it. I don't want to be around people where I got to pretend or I got to act a certain way or I got to put on this mask today. And I don't like that. I'm most comfortable just being myself. And that's my whole idea and my theory on that. It's just like, And you guys, you gotta admit, like there's so much truth to that, because when you look at game, when why is it that a man has to change his personality, who like just to get girls? Who's to say that they're like, there's nothing to fuck wrong with you? Because like I said before, if it was a situation where everybody just hated me, you guys hate me, my family hates me and all that, you know, my niece just told me the other day, you're the best uncle in the world. Oh yeah, that's cool. Right? And like, that's the kind of love that I get from my family. And so when people look at my interactions with girls, and of course I bomb out every time, you know, like I can get why you might think, oh, well, it's something wrong with them. But again, every other type of interaction I have with people, strangers, friends, family, you guys, whatever, it's cool. Like, this is okay, but it's never okay with girls. And like I said, I think it really just comes down to the fact that girls are used to having the leverage of being able to make the demands of men to behave and act a certain way. And this is really interesting, because I'm not even saying it like guys are just always consciously being fake or something like that. Some of like, because if you think about it, if you accept this at a young age, then it becomes you. In a sense, if you accept, okay, girls like guys who are, you know, cool and, you know, deep voice, and you gotta be, you know, bad, but whatever, guys who make those alterations to their behavior patterns and their attitudes early, and I think to a certain extent it becomes you. And I don't have any of that. I have none of that. And for me, I think that it really explains why whenever I tend to talk to girls or interact with girls, they always seem to be put off by me, because I just don't think they're used to that. I think they are completely used to guys always trying to play the game, always trying to be cool, always trying to impress them. And I'm not saying that like that's bad. Look, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. But I'm saying it as an explanation of why I tend to always end up, you know, fucking up my interactions with girls. But I would love to get you guys' idea on this subject and, you know, get your feedback. Leave your comments, hit the like button, and I will see you guys on the next video. So, see you guys later. Janet.